morning that I usually lay in bed about 3 o'clock in the morning every time I'm asked to come up here, and I worry, you know, it's like, Lord, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Well, I haven't done that this week. I haven't lost any sleep over it or anything. And then this morning I said, we were in Sunday school, and I just said a short prayer, Lord, let me just say whatever you need me to say. And I always get so nervous, I'm just shaking like a leaf every time I got up here, every time I've ever gotten up here, even in the choir, when we had the choir, I would just shake like a leaf. So I decided while I was sitting there, it's the Lord, Holy Spirit, you know, I just know He's here. when Laura asked us, you know, to get up and talk about our prayer life and what it means to us, I guess, to me, my prayer life is talking to a great friend. I mean, to me, God is my very, very best friend. He is always with me. It doesn't matter where I am, what I'm doing, He is always there. And, you know, even, you know, we have good friends in our life and we have wonderful families and things like that, but they're not always right at your fingertips, you know. When you need a good friend, they're just not always right there. But He is always there for me. If I'm driving down the road, you know, or, you know, whatever, I'm always so close. You know, He's just right there to talk to sing to, you know, in heavens, if you don't have a good voice or whatever, He doesn't care. As long as you're singing praises to Him, He doesn't care. And you know, that's what a good friend is. A good friend sees you as a whole, and they love what they see. And God loves us. He sees everything about us. He's always with us, and He loves us. No matter what, He loves us. And so, for me, my prayer life is an ongoing, every day, anytime, anything. You know, it's just always. And I think that the good Lord loves that. I think He loves to be talked to. I think He loves for us to trust in Him. And He loves for us to obey Him. And He loves for us to read our Bibles and to know more about Him, because that's how we learn about Him. And talking to our Christian friends and going to Sunday school or going to church or however you learn about God, He is always pleased. And I remember there's one passage in the Bible where the disciples come to Jesus and they say, hey, Jesus, you know, there's some people out there and they're healing people and they're not with us. They don't follow us. And Jesus said, hey, if they're not against us, they're for us, you know. And so that's how I look at life. If somebody is willing to help and somebody is willing to do good things, they're not against God. They are with God, because He's not going to kick them out for that. And like Phil was telling us in Sunday school today, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, our sins are forgiven. All we have to do is accept it. You know, they are forgiven. And it doesn't matter if it's a person out there who has never even heard about God. Their sins are forgiven. We just have to tell them about it. So we just have to share God with them. And so that's my prayer life. I mean, He's my best friend, and He is always there. Thick and thin, He is always there. And when you see things happen, you know, like to my brother, you know, good and bad things happen to us all. Good or bad, they still, good and bad happens to everybody. And you just have to thank God that even in rough times, He is always with us and He will send us help. And, you know, the Bible also says that, you know, He won't put anything on you that He doesn't give you an out for. He's going to show you a way to deal with it, you know. So we just have to take lemons and make lemonade.